Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Cafe quality brews without a barista? That's the Ninja Lux Cafe. Yep, no skills needed. Rich espresso, balanced drip coffee, rapid cold brew, all made by you. Because barista assist technology handles the details. Grinding, weighing, brewing, so you don't have to. Finished with silky microfoam made with dairy or plant-based milk. Hot or cold, hands-free. Still no skills needed. From first-timer to full-blown coffee fan, you can brew it all with the Ninja Lux Cafe. Shop now.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Guys, we have a new tier on our Patreon, and it includes exclusive bonus content. Listen up. Right now, for just $5, you get the Honeydew a day early, you get it ad-free, and you get a full bonus episode of the Honeydew with Y'all, where listeners highlight their lowlights, and it's going to stay that way. $5. And for just $3 more, you're also going to get the Way Back a day early and ad-free, but that's not all. You'll get exclusive bonus content with the guests, some fun segments, maybe some games, and we'd love to get you guys involved. And that's all for only $3 more. And there's no censorship on any of the Patreon episodes. Subscribe now.
The Honeydew with Ryan Sickler.
Welcome back to the Honeydew, y'all. We're over here doing it in the Night Pants Studios. I'm Ryan Sickler. Thank you. Thank you for watching this show. Thank you for supporting this show. I genuinely appreciate the love and the support for this show. It's what are we going on, 6 years old now, I think. Holy crap. I forget that we had a 2 year like hiatus of a pandemic in the middle of all that stuff. And if you got to have more of this, then you got to check out our Patreon, The Honeydew With Y'all. It's this show with y'all, and it is the best show on Patreon. It's only $5, and we've added a new tier to our Patreon now. For $3 more, you're getting the way back a day early. You get it ad-free. Everything is uncensored. And on that tier, you get bonus content you're not getting anywhere else. All right? Go check it out. That's the biz. You guys know what we do here. We highlight the lowlights. I love to say these are the stories behind the storytellers. I am very excited to have this guest back on the Honeydew. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Fortune Feimster. Welcome back to the Honeydew.
I'm so honored to be here.
Listen, I'm so honored that you even still give us the time of day after your first episode. Our old producer. Oh.
We did a whole episode where
I cried about your grandma. I had to call you and tell you.
You're going to make me try and cry again?
Oh, man.
So, those were some good tears, too.
Well, that's why Kirsten's out here now, and he's not anymore. But thank
that's
you.
That's hilarious.
Thank you for doing this.
Of course.
Welcome back, and please promote everything you'd like.
All right. Oh, right now.
Yeah, do it right there.
Hi, guys. I have a new Netflix special out called Crushing It. I'm really proud of it. Came out about a month ago. So check that out. I have two other hours on there, Sweet and Salty and Good Fortune. They're all chronological. So make a whole weekend of it. And I'm going on tour. I have a big tour coming. I'm doing some like working it out dates at like Ontario, California, Oxnard, Irvine, and Huntsville, Alabama, where you can kind of come see like me work on new jokes and do interactive stuff and crowd work. It's very intimate. And then a big tour starting April 1st. That's all on my website.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm very excited for you to be here. First of all, thank you for coming here. We sit here and talk, I want to say, I want to send heartfelt condolences and love out to everybody suffering in these fires right now. I mean, mm-hmm. They're literally right over here outside our door.
I took a picture of the crazy smoke. It's insane.
Yeah, this is like the evacuation line. If it gets any more down here, we're going to be in a little bit of trouble.
Yeah.
So we ain't going to stay long here today. That'll be the last episode of all of us, girl.
Yeah, it sucks.
Well, thank you for being here. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about, I asked you out there, and I'm not going to make you say it here, but you know how old you are now. Are you comfortable saying it? You don't have to.
Sure. I mean, I'm 44.
So how long have you been in this business now? Of comedy, whatever it was. Yeah. I'm not stand up, but just in this world of entertainment.
So I've been in LA 21 years, and I started out here doing entertainment journalism. So I was in the world, just on a different side of it. And then in 2005, so that would have been 19 of those years, I started improv at the Groundlings.
You did Groundlings as well. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, so I was there for about 6 years, and then 2007 started stand up at the store, and so stand up now I'm going on 17 years, and here I am.
Here you are.
So yeah, sketch and improv kind of took precedent for a long time, and then stand up I was doing simultaneously, but kind of just as a like, oh, this is fun. I wasn't taking it super serious. Once I got Chelsea Lately, they were all into stand-up, so I started being like, okay, mm-hmm. I'll get more into that. And then it just quickly became the thing I love. And then I really amped it up in the last 3 years have been two tours. Each were 100 cities, 150 shows.
Damn.
Each. And three-hour specials in 5 years.
So here's the thing I wanted to talk about mm-hmm. with you, because I've had this urge lately to reconnect with like my good friends from back home.
Yeah.
The people I left
mm-hmm.
who are dads now or whatever they are now.
And, yeah.
You know, I'm 51. Mm-hmm. And after all the health shit I dealt with, I really started to shift my focus on what mattered and who mattered.
Yeah.
And the circle is not anywhere near yeah. as big as it used to be. So yeah. this summer, mm-hmm. I was like, we're doing a dad's weekend.
Oh, yeah?
I'm paying. Uh-huh. I'm renting the place. We're all going to Palm Springs.
Yeah.
It was me and my daughter, one of my best friends from ninth grade, his daughter.
Yeah.
Another one from seventh grade, his daughter.
Aww.
And then another one from ninth grade, but his daughter now is actually, he had kids young. So his daughter's a mom now. He's a grandpa.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So just the four of us dads went, and we had this dad's daughter's weekend. And I mean, we had so much fun.
Oh, so nice. Yeah.
And then, you know, I'm like, man, when are we going to do this again?
Yeah.
When?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you're fortunate enough to have a career and work to do, you got to pick. And you pick work.
Yeah.
And then you don't get to see these people.
Yeah. That's where I'm at.
I mean, you have to be. You're on the road for, what'd you say, the last 3 years?
100 cities, 150 shows in a year and a half each, but
there's
back to back.
52 weeks in a year, just to do the math, you know?
Yeah, that's where I'm at. And in life is I'm very lucky to have success and people are wanting to come see shows. That was always like a priority for me, and I made it a priority. And now I have that, and you get to that point and you go, okay, well now they're the balance is off. You don't want to neglect things in your life, like friends, certainly not my wife, my home, my family. My parents are getting older. And so you have these little moments where I know I'm still going to work. I'm still going to be busy. I have this new tour starting in April, but I'm really trying to like reconnect with some friends, encouraging my wife to reconnect with her friends and just, you know, have coffees with people and, make time for dinners and go visit my folks and spend a couple of days doing just going to a movie. And I've been doing that lately just because I kind of looked around and I was like, God, I haven't talked to my friends in a while. And, you know, they're kind of living their new lives now. And you don't check in on the regular basis we used to because they were just used to me being gone and
where are you
not
from
available.
Originally?
North Carolina.
Do you have friends from middle school, high school that you're still close with there?
I mean, close in that, like, if we texted, like, we could pick right back up.
But not that you go visit?
Yeah.
Or vice versa?
My friend Brian lives in Boston, and we've been friends since we were basically born. So every time I'm in Boston, we have dinner. He hasn't been in LA in a while, but he came, like, to, we had, like, a wedding party he came to. So we'll see each other probably once a year. I have a couple of good friends from college that I see every time I go home, like if I'm in their city. I don't always go to each city in North Carolina. Another good friend from college that she just moved to Boston, used to live in New York. I used to see her all the time when she was in New York. And then a couple from high school, couple from college. But I've been in LA 21 years now. Most of my friends are LA people. Really good friend who I lived with for 7 years out here. He is in Atlanta now. Everybody just kind of ends up.
What hit this? What popped this off for you? What started happening where you were like, man, I miss my close people?
Yeah. I think my wife kind of brought up that like we hadn't really been social in a while and she wanted balance, you know, not having everything be so career focused. And that made sense to me. But then that made me go like, oh, wait, well, what are my friends doing? Where are they? Some have moved away. You know, some are still here. The pandemic kind of made everyone scatter.
Mm-hmm.
So it just changed a lot of things for a lot of people. And yeah, so just trying to take some time to like call people and talk, what are you up to? I'm sure I'll be bad about it again when I go on tour, but I really want to have these normal life things, you know? Who wants to, like, be successful and just be chilling by yourself?
It's lonely at the top. That's what they say.
Right.
What's the point of doing all that? And then you look around and you're like,
yeah.
I always think about those people that buy that $1 million home or multi-million-dollar home right by the beach.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's great.
Yeah.
But if you're not a trust fund baby or a lotto winner, you got to go work to afford that thing. And you're not ever there.
Yeah.
You're not there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got the place. Uh-huh. You got the thing, but you can't enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know? So I think about that a lot.
Yeah. And it's good to have balance. You know, you need to like friends bring levity into your life and they know you, especially if someone's known you well, like they can tell if you're, you know, need a little extra support or you're down or they laugh with you. You can be goofy with each other. It's definitely not something you want to neglect. And it's funny because I remember when my mom, when my parents divorced, I was 12. It was a long time ago. But she went right into like dating. And I noticed even as a kid, whenever she would get into like a significant relationship, she would really drop her friends. And it always bothered me because I was like, when she was single, her friends were like such an anchor and such a part of her life. And they were hanging out all the time and she seemed happy. And then she'd meet these guys and just like drop that. And I would always be like, why are you doing that? Like, you know, you need to talk to your friends. I'm like 14 telling her this. So it's funny to have like seen the importance
you
of
that.
Yeah, it like seared in my brain. And now to be an adult and I'm like, I am married. So probably things fall off naturally when you get into a serious relationship. So I'm kind of guilty of it now too, that like everything is like either work or my wife. And I don't always take that time. And I was like, well, here I am doing the same thing. Kind of interesting.
Does it scare you? Like, do you feel like you're going to be alone? Is that what you're worried about?
I don't think so. I don't know. I haven't thought about.
Or do you just feel like you've been a bad friend or whatever? Or you could be better at
probably
it?
Probably just more. I don't even. I'm not even like.
Or are you just longing for
it? I was so busy.
I
don't even think I was thinking about it, you know, until I came off the road and took a big break. And I took 2 weeks over the holidays, which I've never done until like. Where I literally had not one thing. And I don't think I've had that since
you
the
even
early
had a,
pandemic.
No.
No, I swear.
Well, not, this is the longest break.
The longest.
Only 2 weeks?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And like,
I mean, good for you, but also, holy shit.
Yeah, so I was just.
And you're gone, what, Thursday to Sunday?
Yeah. And then the week's filled with a bunch of stuff. And it so sitting there for 2 weeks, I was it made me just do a lot of reflecting of like, oh. Wow. Okay. And yeah. And a friend from another friend from college, her mom just passed, and I hadn't seen her mom in a really long time. You know, once you move away, you just or away from college, you just don't see people or their families as much. And I really loved her mom. She was so wonderful to me when I was in college. And my friend had sent a thing saying her mom had brain cancer. And it was a thread. So sometimes all those messages come, I just kind of get overwhelmed and I don't know that I clocked what it said or I didn't something happened where I didn't process it. So I didn't see the part where her mom had brain cancer. And then her mom died. And basically but she was saying that to if you wanted to send cards to her mom. And I was like, that was a wake up call where I was like, even though I haven't seen her mom in 15 years, I wish I would have been paying attention and sent her mom a card, you know, or called her or something.
Have you called or anything?
Well, I've got in touch with my friend once I found out what happened, but yeah.
Was she okay? Was she cool with you? Like, she wasn't upset with
yeah,
you?
Yeah, no,
she?
I mean, it's another friend that I barely see either. It's more of a nostalgia thing than like a friend that's in a daily part of my life, someone I really care about, but you know, you do, she lives in another state and has for many years. Same. We've lost a lot of, we've lost touch. Like, we're not, I think we talk maybe once every.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it was expected. Like, I wasn't part of the routine friendships checking on her. It was more of like, I just, for her mom's sake, because she was such a lovely woman, wish that I had gotten to, you know, just give one last, like, you're amazing and I'm glad I know you, you know, that kind of thing.
I just had a nice moment actually at the Tempe Improv. Great club, Tempe Improv, awesome club, awesome staff. And it was my last show for the year.
Mm-hmm.
And my like middle school friend, a different one, uh-huh, his mom lives there.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, my mom would like to come with her boyfriend and see you. Mm-hmm. Can you put her on your list? And I was like, I would love to.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Barbara Sheeler since the last time she came with her son to see me in Baltimore. She happened to be there and we all went to a Ravens game the next day.
Yeah.
And that's like two times I've seen her in, I can't tell you.
Yeah.
And the weird thing is his father, which is her husband, died, I want to say 6 or 7 years later on the anniversary of my dad's death.
Oh, wow.
Which is weird.
Yeah, yeah.
To have a best friend and then it's like our dads share the same death day. Years later. It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yeah, send her out. And so I intentionally told a story about like when I used to spend a night at her house.
Oh,
and, yeah, her son had a fucking hamster. I would sleep on the floor and I would wake up in the morning fortune. I would be covered in shitty, pissy hamster chips. This thing would dig in the wheel all night. Yeah. I would wake up in the morning covered. And she's like, oh my God. And I'm like, this lady right here. So I get a little of those moments sometimes. Yeah. And when I do, I for the same reason, I'm loving it. I'm like, oh my God. Because no offense to her or anything. It's like, when I'm not going to see you again unless our paths cross.
Right,
and it's so nice that it is. I'm going to make sure we have a good time.
Of course. So, yeah. Because, you know, it's.
And thank you for the $50 Texas Roadhouse gift card.
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah, it's hard as you get as you get older, you lose touch with people, you know, but you have this like past experience with them. So you don't really know who each other is as this version of ourselves. Like, I don't really know my friend well as an adult, but I have such fond memories of us in college being really close and being around each other's family. So you have that, like, it's more of just like, it's so nice to have a reconnection, you know, but you don't really, I don't know when I'll see, like you said, I don't know
this
when I'll see you again.
This might be the last time I just saw his mom ever again. It may, it very well may, who knows.
But I always, even if it's not a friend that like goes way back, I always really enjoy those connections that you have with people. Like, I've found that there's been some fans over the years who become sort of part of the routine, as far as like, I know I'm going to see them every tour. I started touring in 2010 and have basically done it every year since. And so I started in the clubs and worked my way up to theaters. And so there were these couple of different fans who I knew whenever I went to Bloomington, Indiana, that I was going to see this really amazing woman. And she would always bring me Chex Mix, so like a homemade Chex Mix.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And I think I met her about three different times, three different tours. And then the last time I heard from was someone who knew her that, you know, said she had gotten cancer or whatever. And I got to send her a video. And these people just like are a part of your life. I knew whenever I was in the South, I was going to see this other amazing woman, Gina, who would like show up every at these different shows and bring me a cake. And they become a part of like, oh, it's you. Like, how
you
are you? Like, even though I don't know a thing about their lives, there is something so special that they care they're making these efforts for me. They always showed up. And so for a big chunk of my touring career, I was like, you know, these people are part of that. And they both passed away. And it, you know, it really hit me like, man, that it made me so sad. And when I went back to those, the cities that I would see them in, you think about them. And I had a really neat, not neat is not the right word. I got to say goodbye to this lovely woman who brought the cakes that I mentioned. She was dying of cancer. It was at the beginning of the pandemic, and they sent me a message on Facebook, and I don't really check messages. It's just too overwhelming, and I was bored because we're in the pandemic. I happened to be going through them, and they told me she was dying, and, you know, I saw it like a week later, and I was like, oh, my God, like, what if she's dead? They basically just said, like, is there any way you could send her a message? She always loved coming to your shows, and it meant so.
Check me out on Cameo.
No, oh my God, I would go to hell. And I was just like, God, I just, you know, I want to be able to say thank you. You know, like you made such a difference to me. You were so kind to me, and I don't. It would suck for you to leave this earth and I didn't just get to say, like, you mattered to me.
Damn right.
And I was like, I was so paranoid that my words are all over the place. I was like worried that I got it too late. So I sent a video anyway, and she got it like two days before she died. And they said she smiled. And, you know, those moments just mean something, because you're just like, If I'm not making the time for these connections in my real life, I'm grateful I'm having these cool connections on the road.
But also, we're regular people, and yeah, we had idols and fan. Mm-hmm. We were fans of people growing up, yeah, and stuff. And imagine whoever that was for you in, mm-hmm, your life, that they took the time out to say thank you to you.
Yeah,
I mean, what a thing.
Yeah,
what a gift, course, you gave that person. Yeah. That's very nice. Good
but
for
I,
you.
But I need to be better about that in my real life,
and
as well.
I understand what people
what
you
made
really
me think
know
of that.
And
yeah,
I get,
you know,
it, yes.
Just trying to have those real human connections, and not only with these awesome people, but the people in your life as well. It definitely, those, especially in those moments, you remember.
I'll put you on the spot then. Okay. How do you start implementing that in your life? What do you plan to start doing? Are you starting with phone calls to people?
Yeah.
Or do you have mm-hmm, sort of a plan, like, maybe when you're on the road on Saturday during the day, do you take, mm-hmm, a walk and talk? And that way you're – I try to do shit like that where I'm, yeah, like, okay, I want to do something good for my body and my mind.
Right.
And that would be good for your heart.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've been trying to prioritize health in general. I'm down 45 pounds right
now.
Good
for you.
I got so ginormous on the road. So, yeah, I've been trying to find balance, and I've been – treading water in the pool like four or five times a week, and building muscle. So, mm-hmm, that's been really nice, just getting to a better place healthy wise where I feel like I have more energy to,
good
do,
for you,
to do things.
I think about it all the time. If you just put a backpack on with 45 pounds,
yeah,
and just carried it through your day, you'd be like, I want to take this shit off.
Right.
Just what you're doing for your body alone.
Yeah.
And also, because you're on the road, you're on sitting in planes.
Yeah.
You're sitting in cars. Mm-hmm. You're sitting a lot before you get up and go do stand up, yeah, for an hour, and you're barely moving doing that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And when you're on the road, you're eating junk. And I think that wasn't helping me. Like, I just was being lethargic. When I wasn't working, I was just like a potato on the couch, like even zoned out mentally. I want to be more present for me, for my wife, for the people in my life. So I think just feeling better has already made me more present. And yeah, I've just been texting more and calling a bit more. When I had a break from filming, I flew to see my folks.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where are they? Are they still?
North Carolina, right outside of Charlotte.
And are they still together?
They've been divorced for a long time, okay, but they're friends. So I'll hang out with both of them when I'm there. But
they'll sit under the same roof with you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
Yeah,
okay,
for
good.
For sure. So at the 4th of July, I went home I surprised my mom and went home for 3 days. And that was really fun. Just kind of just bumming around with my parents and taking them places and watching fireworks, just having like these simple moments. And then I went back a few days before Thanksgiving for 4 days, and same thing, just, you know, going to a movie, hanging out, just not like having an agenda while I'm home. Just like, let's
just
spend
time. Do you get
recognized
a lot when you're with your parents?
Yeah. Yeah.
How do they like that?
Oh, they love it. 'Cause you know, they're proud, and I just have a very distinct look. I don't blend in very well. There's a lot of people that come up and say hi, and everyone's usually lovely.
That's the other thing. Like, it's been nice, and I want to thank my fans too, mm-hmm. man. It's been nice to go back to the beginning of this and have cultivated really good people that come out. I mean, I have so many fans myself that bring me gifts and make homemade things that I put up here in the studio and stuff. It's just nice. They care and consider it. So
it's amazing. Yeah. It means, you know, you're putting out positivity. You're putting out love. It comes back to you.
It comes back.
I try to.
And then they thank you. Yeah, thanks for coming to my city. Like, what are you talking about?
I know. You're like, thank you for buying tickets.
Yeah.
I find that there's a personal connection, I think, with comedians, because I started my career 4 years on Chelsea Lately. So I was like in people's homes as they were going to bed. Mm. You know, it's a very intimate thing in the, not the way it sounds, but then they're watching our stand-up specials, and you forget, like, when you put these out, that like people are using these for levity, and that's what you want. You want to make people laugh, but sometimes you forget the conditions in which people are living.
They're
in.
Not just sitting on a couch laughing with everything going
sometimes
great.
Sometimes their
world.
Life's falling apart. Sometimes they're losing someone they love. And sometimes, you know, I've had the stories people have shared with me about the intimate moments they've had watching my special in the hospital with a loved one dying, and whatever the case is, you know, going through a divorce or their kids in you're with these people in really hard times sometimes, and you don't know this because, you know, I just want to make people laugh. And then when they come up and tell you this really personal, amazing story, you go, man, that, thank you for telling me that. And you feel like you're doing something right when you're like, okay, I was able to make that person feel better in a really dark time, even if it was for 55 minutes. It means something to me. So I appreciate it when people say that.
How old are your parents?
What are they now? 70. My mom's about to turn 79. So they're getting up there.
And are they healthy?
Ish.
Yeah.
You know, we're big stock. We're big folks. So we all have that struggle. My dad came close to passing.
What happened?
He had open heart surgery a year and a half ago, and he got put on a ventilator for 3 days and just wasn't coming.
Recovering from
the surgery. Yeah, he wasn't recovering from the surgery. And the nurse, I went to visit him, and the nurses said it was really bad. One of them was like, I started praying for him. She goes, just the vitals were plummeting and not showing signs of coming back. And so, you know, you go, man, my dad and I are close, but we've never been like the type of relationship where we dig deep, you know. It's like, I know he loves me and he knows that I love him. We talk once a week for like three minutes.
Okay. How you doing? Yeah, good. Yeah, how you doing? Exactly. Good.
But it was that moment where you go, God, I know I love my dad, but you go, I love my dad. You know, I don't want him to die. And that was a wake-up call of like, I gotta spend some time with my folks. My mom's in fairly decent health. She just had a knee surgery, but all went well, so they're trucking along. But you can, you know, I think there are times in my life right now where I go, you know, remember this moment where you have both your parents, because that one day you won't, and you have your dog that you really love, and you won't always do that. You have a wife that you love, and, you know, hopefully that's always there. You just don't know where life is going to unfold. Death, obviously, is inevitable. So I am just trying to be more in the moment of like, God, what a great time this is now, because if I'm I can pick up and call either parent. And that's such a luxury that I know a lot of people don't have.
I never did. And it makes me laugh. We have the Patreon show, yeah. The Honey Do With You All. We had a young girl come on, and her mom was horrific and her dad was everything. And she said something that still makes me laugh to this day. She's like, I don't even know how y'all have time for two parents. And that shit made me laugh so that's hard. I'm like, what a luxury.
Yeah.
How do you even juggle the other one, you son of a bitch? Two parents.
That's somebody who's, you know, seen the silver lining of it. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. So are you scared of dying? Does that worry you?
I don't think about it.
Yeah.
I know it again that it's inevitable, but there's so much other things to worry about, and it's so not in our hands to so many. I mean, you see like fit 40-year-olds running around a track for fitness and they keel over of a heart attack. You know, someone at a corner in their car minding their business. Like, it's just so out of our hands. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we can do things to try to be healthier and to take care of ourselves, but I don't think about it because I just can't control it. You know, and I.
Are you an only child?
No, I have two older brothers.
Are they back in Carolina as mm-hmm. well? So as your parents get older, someone's there to help them. You know,
yeah, they're closer than I am. Yeah. One's 30 minutes away and the other one's 6 hours away. So, mm-hmm. I can't, if something happened, it would take me a day to, you know, half a day to get there where they're a lot more accessible. But yeah, I moved away 21 years ago. So,
it's half your life now.
I know. It's wild.
Isn't it?
It's wild.
I think about that too. Mm-hmm. Like, wow, I lived here longer than I lived in Maryland. It's weird to me.
Yeah.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Cafe quality brews without a barista? That's the Ninja Lux Cafe. Yep, no skills needed. Rich espresso, balanced drip coffee, rapid cold brew, all made by you because barista assist technology handles the details. Grinding, weighing, brewing, so you don't have to. Finish with silky microfoam made with dairy or plant-based milk, hot or cold, hands-free. Still no skills needed. From first timer to full-blown coffee fan, you can brew it all with the Ninja Lux Cafe. Shop now.
Save big on your next project right now at Menards. Improve your home's appearance with a new garage door from Ideal Door. Did you know a garage door is the number one project for return on your investment? Instantly increasing the value of your home. Choose a new door from our in-stock selection or customize your own using our free garage door designer. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
You brought up a good point, too, because, you know, there's all these people that know you as this. Mm-hmm. And then when you come out here and you're here for 20 years, there's all these people that know you from the beginning of that to that. But you've mm-hmm. got this whole other life before you. Mm-hmm. And I remember it was Brody Stevens' funeral. Mm-hmm. Well, excuse me, the memorial at mm-hmm. the Comedy Store, not the funeral. And, you know, I didn't meet Brody till I don't know, probably in his probably 30s, maybe, yeah. I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's 30 years of Brody Stevens yeah. before that. And right. these guys, they did, they came up. They uh-huh. were guys that played baseball with him because mm-hmm. he was a good ball player. And they all called him Steven because his name was Steven Brody Stevens.
Yeah.
And they're telling stories of Steven, the mm-hmm. same guy we know.
Yeah.
And we know none of this about yeah, this guy. Yeah. And then it begins, all right, well, now here's when he came to the Comedy Store and this is the Brody yeah. we all know. And they don't know that.
Yeah.
But it all makes sense when you mm-hmm. hear it. Like, of course that guy would do that.
Right.
It's interesting. Yeah. I mean, you don't meet anyone here at birth. It's all in your 20s, 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're here 20 years, you know that version of them.
Yeah. And I definitely feel like there is a different version of me that existed before I moved here, very much so, because I wasn't even out. You know, I didn't know who I was.
You hadn't come out before you moved to LA?
I moved to LA when I was 23 and I came out at 25. And so, you know, there's this whole life that I've lived that had nothing to do with the life I had before. And there are obviously traits of mine that go between both worlds and were prevalent in both worlds, but I feel like a whole different human than I was.
Do you feel like a better human?
I would hope so.
But do you feel that way?
I think I was a decent person back then, but you're young and you don't, you know, you're young. You don't know who you are.
I mean, look, I was a good person then too, but I would definitely go back and punch 17-year-old me right in the fucking face. Oh, for sure.
I mean, I would have whispered in my ear like, "You're gay." That would have been that would have been helpful. Hey, you gay? Enjoy. Have fun. That would have been very helpful to know. I missed out on some fun years for sure.
Yeah.
Psst, you gay.
Well, looking back, can I ask you about that? Yeah. Like, looking back now, was there even, I know you didn't come out, but was there a community? Was there were there friends? Was there anyone you really could that you, mm-hmm. yeah, right.
No, it was a different time, you mm-hmm. know, pre-YouTube, pre-really internet, everything.
Were there gay bars?
I'm sure, but I wouldn't know anything about them. I didn't know a single gay person, anyone that
you didn't even know anyone.
I didn't know one out. You know, there were people. I was
no
like,
one in your family. At least before you had come out.
No one in my family.
So who the hell are you talking to about this?
I didn't know I was gay. That's what I'm saying. I had no clue. It did not even start to bubble up for me.
Can I ask about this?
Yeah.
So even when you were younger, you didn't find women attractive?
But I kind of like had a fantasy of like I was somebody else. If I don't know how to describe it. I wasn't thinking of me with them. I thought of like it in terms of like a movie.
Mm.
And so I wasn't putting me in those shoes. It was like, because I didn't know what gay was. I didn't think it applied to me. I was intense towards my friends. Like, I would get, like, so worked up if they were, like, going on a date or – and I would try – I was just very into some of these friends, and I just had no clue what that meant.
I see.
And there was no – you know, show I could see myself mirrored in.
I guess so, yeah.
It's not like you go on YouTube now and like, here's my favorite gay podcaster. Like, you're not, yeah, it was not a
gay
thing.
Show. Whatever. Yeah, yeah.
Everyone, the few people that I now know were gay were in the closet or married. It just, they're no one talked
married
about it.
Went that far. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No one talked about it. It just was not part of our vernacular or culture or world. I'm sure it was in like a New York City or in L.A. Mm-hmm. This was teeny tiny North Carolina.
San Francisco.
Carolina.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Teeny tiny, but also, you know, redneck North Carolina.
And
so did you date boys or did you just not at all?
Not at all, really.
So you were a bit of a like recluse?
I was a friend with her. No, I was everyone's friend. Yeah.
Gotcha.
I was the one everybody, I went to the different groups and hung out with all the people. I found my worth in overachieving, you know, school and grades and sports. And that's where I found, you know, my place. And you know, it affects you when you're young and you don't know why the boys don't like you. They don't look at you like they do the other girls. They don't talk to you like they do the other girls. You think something's wrong with you. I really did not know what it was. I thought something was, I just wasn't the object of anyone's affection, and I didn't know why. So, you know, it chips away at your self-esteem.
I'm sure.
It makes you feel like something's wrong with you. So when I moved,
can I ask you this?
Yeah, yeah.
What was the aha moment for you then? Where were you like, oh my God?
Well, I was in LA, so I started to finally see some gay people here. I didn't have any gay friends, but I was like, oh, you know, it was starting to be like, oh, people are just holding hands. Okay. That sounds so naive now, but I did not see gay people in person hold hands till I was like 24 years old. And
I don't think I did.
Yeah.
And I didn't see any of that in mm-hmm. Baltimore.
Yeah.
We didn't. I mean, I'm sure, again, there were gay bars, whatever, yeah. but I wasn't in that world and I wouldn't see it.
Yeah. And it wasn't safe for a lot of people.
First time I saw two men make out in public was Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, once I moved here, it just started to be more, there was a more openness, a more acceptedness of not having to be one thing. And, you know, the L word came out. That was a big influence that showed representation. You started to see more, Will and Grace, you started to see more gay people. And you're like, oh, you know, this is interesting. And I ended up just starting to let those feelings kind of bubble up of like, oh, what is that? Why am I, you know? And it, but instead of being like before, I was like, well, what does that mean? And it blew my mind, like watching the L word, seeing two women kiss. I was like, whoa, you know? And then I watched him, I joke about it in my Sweet and Salty Netflix special, but I watched a Lifetime movie and the girl was gay. And at the end of the movie, I was like, oh my God, I'm gay. And that was the first time I said it out loud.
Is it really?
So that's I joked that a Lifetime movie made me gay.
But I got to ask you, man, you got a penchant for Hooters. You were never in Hooters fired up. You were never like.
Because I always joke I'm fat first. So I was more focused on the wings than the breast. So,
I mean, that's the spot the guys go to for that stuff. But you're like, nah, wings.
I wasn't looking at the boobs.
They keep that elbow on the wing at Hooters. They keep that elbow on the wing.
Yeah, but once I put the puzzle piece together, it changed. That's why I say it changed my life. So, I'm not the same because
it's a good point. It's literally a different person.
A different person. Yeah, it opened up my whole life. The levity that came in was I felt light as a feather for the first time in my life. I knew who I was. That's such a powerful thing to know who you are. And when you don't know who you are, it's so, you just feel held back by something and you don't know what it is. So I was free for the first time in my life. And I started comedy at the same year I came out. And I don't think that's a coincidence. That me becoming free and
were
knowing
you out when you were on Chelsea?
Yeah.
By then you
were. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I came out when I was like 25. I got Chelsea when I was 30.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Who did you trust enough to come out to first?
My roommate at the time, I told her first just like to test the water and she was like, "Great." And I was like, "Oh, cool." It was just very, like, not a big deal.
Mm-hmm. When did you get to mom and dad?
About 6 months into it. I needed time. Because, you're just like.
You don't want to jump off the deep end first.
And you want to make sure, like, I'm pretty. When I came out, I had not ever even kissed a woman.
Oh, so you said this before any sort of physical experience.
Yeah. So okay. I needed to like have some experiences and make sure just that I wasn't, you know, it's a journey. It really takes a minute. Even when you come to the realization, you have to live in it, sit in it, experience it to just really come to terms with all of it. And then I told my folks and they were great. They were awesome. But there is a lot of fear in telling your parents, because not everyone's so lucky that they are disowned. Not everyone, but it is more common still than people would think. And, you know, usually church is the catalyst of that or religion. And, you know, so it's a scary thing for a gay person to sit their family down and tell them this because
Is that how you did it?
Yeah.
You didn't call your mom?
No, I went back to North Carolina.
You made a trip for it.
Told my mom at the Chinese restaurant. Told my dad at the park.
In public? You told her you got the house?
I just in case it went south, I needed to be in public. Really? Yeah.
What was her response? Like, no big deal? Or was she?
She just was more like listening and just worried for me. Like, you know. She knew even more so.
I was going to say, was there anyone that said...
No, she never...
She never said,
when I say she knew, she actually did not know, which I find crazy. I go, what? How do you... And my brother... She said my brother...
You love tutors.
She said my brothers had said stuff to her over the years, but no one said anything to me. But she was so out to lunch with it. She was like, I didn't think you were gay. I'm like, oh my God. Like, but I think she was also living in a world of wanting me to be girly and wanting me to get, she had this, every parent has their vision of what they think your life should be. So she just had to readjust the vision, and that takes a minute. For a while, she was like, are you sure? You know, and she just didn't want life to be harder for me because, you know, even if you're not familiar with gay people, you know that gay, you know, it's not always accepted. And sometimes people just hate you. Just, they don't know you, but they hate you just because you're gay. And she just said, I don't want life to be harder for you. And this might make it harder. And my answer is that, you know, it's hard. It would be harder for me to live my life pretending and not being who I am. That to
me
is...
It would destroy you.
That would destroy me.
It would destroy you.
If some strangers hate
me... To live a lie, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I want to be happy. This is my life. I cannot control if someone hates me for no reason. And that's not my journey. That's theirs. So I've been so much happier just being who I am.
How was your dad with it? Who was better?
They were both had funny moments. Like, she just was learning listening, but because...
Where would you tell him again? The park?
The park. I was like, we never go to the park.
Were you walking or did you sit down?
Like, we sat down. And
if my daughter took me to a park, I'd be like, I don't know what's about to come. Something's coming.
And my mom followed us there, which is funny because I'm like, why are you here?
She showed up.
She was there too, but like sitting kind of over.
That's weird.
And I told you my dad and I don't dig deep, you know? So I'm like suddenly about to have the first serious conversation I've had with my dad in 25 years. And
this is as serious as it gets.
Yeah. And I just was like, Dad, I want to tell you something. I'm gay. And he just goes, all right, okay. And he was so nervous because he's like, Oh my, like this is like his brain. I can feel his brain just melting and imploding. And like, not that he's against, he just doesn't know what to say.
Yeah, right. Like, I don't know.
And he's a simple Southern guy, you know? so his brain's kind of processing. He's like, all right, okay. And he kept going, like, you're my daughter. You're my daughter. I love you. You're my daughter. Which, you know, it's his best way of accepting me. It's like,
don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join. Shop your favorite brands and save. Target, Instacart, Expedia, Macy's, Sephora, CVS. The list is long. Save online, in-store, and at over 22,000 restaurants. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose PayPal, check, built points, or cash out with gift cards. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, order dessert. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to Rakuten.com or get the app. That's Rakuten.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings.
On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I could have asked for a more accepting answer, but he couldn't stop saying it. He just kept going, "You're my daughter. I love you. You're my daughter. You're my daughter. I love you." And I'm like, "Oh, okay, okay." And my freaking mom goes, "Mike, she knows she's your daughter.
That's how close she is.
She is telling you she's gay." And I'm like, "Would you stop it?"
On this bench over here.
She's yelling it for everyone in the park to hear. I'm like, "Just get out of here." He's doing his best to like show emotion.
Yeah, yeah.
She's annoyed at him for like not saying it how she would say it.
Ask her if she's sure. Yeah, ask her if she's sure.
So it ended up being in hindsight, a pretty comedic moment. But at the end of the day,
I mean, that's better than like the alternative.
So much better.
Way
yeah.
better. Yeah.
I will take "You're my daughter. I love you"
yeah.
any day.
What about your brothers? You had said your mom said they already, so they were just
like, we know.
And are they good?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good.
I mean, it was funny when I told them we were standing outside on my mom's deck, and I told them, and they're like, "Yeah, I mean, okay, yeah, we're looking at you. We know." And
brothers.
And they go, "You'll never guess what is behind you right now." And I turn around and there's a giant rainbow in the sky.
Nah.
I swear to God.
When you came out to your brothers?
Like I had ordered a VIP package of coming out, like, "Come on." It was so. And then
what are the odds?
And then my family has a good sense of humor. One brother, a couple months later for Christmas, bought me some book with about a beaver. I'm like, okay. So now we're already at beaver jokes. But yeah, I'm very lucky. They're all awesome about it.
And I don't mean you can tell me to shut up if I'm getting too personal, but I heard you say your mom had to switch.
Mm-hmm.
Was she planning to be grandmom and
this
stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. She, you know, my brothers at that point.
They have kids?
Yeah, they have kids. One was already married, and one, I think, I can't remember the timeline exactly. I think he was maybe engaged. So, you know, she already had the two kids going down that path of getting married, and they were going to have kids. And, you know, I think because I told you she was so into wanting me to, you know, have this certain life that was safe and, you know, just like the husband and the kids, that's kind of what you envision because that's the status quo.
And that's what they,
you know,
preach to all of
us. And she wanted so much for me to be a girly girl my whole life. And I think it's just, oh, wait, that's not part of the plan.
Mm-hmm.
Girly girls aren't gay. And I'm like, well, I'm not a girly girl, you know? So yeah, she just had to readjust what my life looked like. And, that it wouldn't be, status quo. It wouldn't be, I don't even know what it's going to look like. I can't guess. I didn't grow up thinking of what that looked like or being aware or exposed to just everyday gay people living their life. So I had a lot of questions myself.
But also, I mean, I'm sitting here really thinking about what you said, and you came out when again, 25?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's almost half your life lived as this other person.
Yeah.
And not just only in fear, but also confusion, and I'm not really sure I'm this. I mean, man, you got to feel so much better about that.
Oh, yeah. And now that I've been out for, God, it's almost 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, I reiterate, this isn't a choice. I definitely was born this way. And people, you know, disagree on that all the time.
Is that right? You get challenged on that?
I don't personally, but like there are many people who are against gay people that believe it's a choice. I know based on just, I can look back my entire life and be like, yep. I mean, it was so part of me from early on. But I say now, even if it was a choice, I would choose it.
Yeah.
I would choose it 1,000% over being straight any day.
Well, you're not, or lying about being something else. Yeah. Like, fuck that.
I enjoy it. I like my life. I like my wife. I don't want an alternative, you know?
When I first moved here, I had this manager of a hotel I worked at, mm-hmm. Jim McParland. Give him a shout out. He's a gay dude who really actually, he's the guy that got me in the Groundlings.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
He took it. So I didn't realize when you do like the 101 level, it's not just comedian wannabes or actors. Right. There are people who have fear of speaking in public. Yeah. And I had a few of them in my class. Same, they're like, I'm just here to try to get these nerves out of me.
Yeah.
I got to speak in front of crowds for work.
Yeah.
And he went and did that.
Mm-hmm.
So he told me, he's like, you would fucking, this is right up your alley. You love your stand up. You should go. So anyway, he was gay and he really would take me to lunch all the time. And he educated me because I was just this, you know, ignorant kid from Maryland who didn't know anything about it. I didn't even know a gay person.
Yeah.
And I asked him, I said, you know, I hear people say it's a choice or you're, and I know what I believe, but what do you believe? And he said to me, do you think I would choose to get my ass kicked every fucking day in high school? And I said, you know what? How simply said is that?
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm not just choosing this path that's harder for me. This is who I am.
Yeah.
And he said, when did you know you like girls? And I was like, oh, my God, first grade. First grade, I got caught kissing a girl named Brandy under a blanket by my mom.
Aww.
And I would do the I don't like you. I love you.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, that's when I knew I liked boys. That's when I was attracted to boys. And I was like, I get it.
Yeah.
And then he explained something else to me that honestly made me wish I was gay, Fortune. He goes, you know how you take a lady out and you court her and there's a little bit of a, if it's not a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, there's some courting and some getting to know one another before they're safe and feel comfortable to have sex with you. And then he looked at me and he goes, now imagine, I go, oh my God, if this met this, he goes, it blew my mind. That's the first time someone said that. I go, he goes, imagine your testosterone. I go, meaning that testosterone. He goes,
Well, then imagine. Well, then imagine the girls in this situation. It's the whole other opposite. More courting, more of this, more. More of the talking, more all of it.
And it all fucking made sense. Yeah. I'm like, I get it.
Yeah. But here I am, you know, happy and just living my truth. And that's very powerful, not only, you know, for yourself, for your mental health and just being happy. And now it's just finding the balance. That's where we're at.
Balance.
Yeah, that work-life balance.
Good for you, Fortune. Thanks for doing this. I love you. You're really a sweetie. I love you. You got a good heart,
always
lady.
Always nice talking to you.
Please promote your special one more time. All of it.
Crushing it on Netflix. Doing shows around California and then a bunch starting in April. FortuneFeemster.com. All that good stuff. Ryan, thank you for having me.
Thank you.
It's always great seeing
you. Always, always. And as always, Ryan Sickler on all your social media. We'll talk to you all next week.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, And you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Cafe quality brews without a barista? That's the Ninja Lux Cafe. Yep, no skills needed. Rich espresso, balanced drip coffee, rapid cold brew, all made by you because Barista Assist technology handles the details. Grinding, weighing, brewing, so you don't have to. Finish with silky microfoam made with dairy or plant-based milk, hot or cold, hands-free. Still no skills needed. From first-timer to full-blown coffee fan, you can brew it all with the Ninja Lux Cafe. Shop now.
Menards' 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors. The bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover and designing that outdoor space of your dreams. Save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check, not a point-of-sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details.
Save big.